Rapid Deploy believes that every public safety agency, regardless of size, should have access to the data they need when it matters most. That's why, since 2016, our mission has been to reduce emergency response times and improve public safety. We are the industry's only integrated emergency response platform. Our web-based cloud platform includes analytics, mapping, dispatch, and mobile apps, purpose-built for 911 in the 21st century. Visit www.rapiddeploy.com to learn how we enable effective, efficient, data-driven emergency response.
If Within the Trenches has ever taught you something, opened your eyes to what it is like to be a 911 dispatcher, or has inspired you to become one, then help support us and join our Patreon. Get exclusive bonus content, one-of-a-kind swag, discounts on merchandise, ad-free early access to new episodes, and much more. To join, please visit patreon.com/WTTpodcast. And if you're an industry partner, we have something for you as well. And now, for the show.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning, this episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 329 of Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. This episode is sponsored by Rapid Deploy and supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. And I want to try to continue to do what I'm doing right now, doing an audio version as well as a video version. Now, not everyone wants to be on camera, so not all of the episodes will be like this, but I'm going to try to do this as much as possible. And it's a lot of fun, and fun for me at least, but it makes a lot of fun. I'm right now in my office at work at my 9-to-5 here at InDigital. So things look a little different. Usually I'm at my home office, which is really my storage room that I have there at home. But we're doing things different. And I just want to give a quick shout out to all of my patrons. Thank you so much for the support and just, you know, the messages, the responses, and everything on the feeds that I put on for all the different episodes that are being published, especially because you get early access to all of those. So if you want to take part in any of that, make sure to go to WTT Podcast at, not WTT Podcast, that's my email. Go to patreon.com/WTT Podcast. That's the one right there. So, you know, about a year ago this week, I had my good friend Sarah on, and we had we were at the National NENA Conference in Orlando, and we had a pretty powerful episode. And that is my guest today. I'm going to bring her on here in just one second so that we can kind of do a recap. Now, we did sort of a recap as well back at the 911 Goes to Washington Conference, but they're going on a year. We're going to celebrate the 1 year anniversary, birthday, however you want to put it, the birth of the 911 Wonder Women group and everything that comes along with that. So my guest today is Sarah Weston, and she is a senior project consultant with 911 Authority and the founder of the 911 Wonder Women group. And bam, there she is.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
It's going okay. We're in my home office, which I'm usually at anyway, but we're in week, I don't know, 9, 10 of quarantine. So
right.
I have tiny little coworkers who also are here with me all day. And right before we came on, I had to run around and pick the toys up.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Like the way the windows are right now, they're close up on her face, but I hit a different one where it kind of zooms out and you can see everything. She's like, oh, there's stuff back there. I'm going to go get that really quick.
I had to run around.
That's no, funny.
But yeah, hey, we're doing okay.
Right.
We're doing okay.
It's reality, man. It's life. That's what makes all of this fun, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The look on your face.
I know, right? So, like, this is kind of weird for me because I do make a lot of faces when I talk. So.
Yes, that's right. We're. I think the episode that I was talking about, you might have been talking with your hands in the beginning, and I think you even mentioned that too. Like, you can't see me, but like, I talk a lot with my hands, and I said, I do too. I do the same thing, so it is all good. So what I want to do is I want to start this out by playing a. I think it's about 5 minutes long, but it's a short clip of. The ending of the episode that we did about a year ago. And I just kind of want to talk about that a little bit, maybe throw up a few pictures that just kind of talk about or show rather, you know, in relation to what you're talking about. And I listened to the whole episode earlier before I started setting up and all, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, okay, wipe a tear here, wipe a tear there, because it was such a good episode. And I mean, the emotions were raw and powerful. And okay, so I'm gonna play this end part right here, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
1-1. Now, as we're going into the wrap up of this, you've got a scholarship announcement that you're making at lunch. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So my colleague, best friend, sister of the soul, Wendy, who we've been talking about for the past however long we've been talking.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and just kicked its ass. Oh, am I allowed to swear?
You're fine. Yeah. Yes, you can swear.
Kicked its ass. And was doing so great, so great. But has that gene that makes her susceptible to cancer. So at the end of November, she felt a lump. And by April, she was gone. Which just was a blink of an eye for me. I hadn't really accepted the fact that she was sick again. And to be honest, I wanted to just completely shut down. I felt uninspired. I felt like, what is all of this? What is this even? Like, what are we even doing? And then at her funeral, they had a moment where people could get up and speak. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe people are speaking. Like, I can't even handle, like, sitting there. I could not even, like, oh my gosh. And suddenly, I can't explain this, my legs carried me to the front of that church. And I don't even know what I said. But my mom told me I was smiling and laughing and which I hadn't done, you know. And I told the story of when I was feeling really unqualified for a certain project, and she told me, Sarah, you are a firework, like the Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
Like, you can do anything. So I told that story, and after that, I was like, that was her. That's the only thing it could have been. And I need to carry this on. I need to see this through. You know, that's what she would want. And ever since then, I've felt this. I've been emboldened. I just have this new sense of purpose. So on her birthday in May, I reached out to Nina, and we started the Wendy Day Memorial Scholarship, which I'll be announcing at lunch. And it is going to sponsor one woman every year in her first 5 years of public safety service to go to 911 Goes to Washington. Because that's kind of where we both fell in love, I guess, with the industry, was attending that. That was her thing. She was all into policy. And I think getting more young people, or not just young, but people new to the industry, right, into that kind of thing, listening to the policy, going to meet with their legislators, all of that stuff, I think will make a difference. And sponsoring someone who otherwise wouldn't be able to go, is, she would love that. I mean, you know, so that's what we're doing. And I really kind of feel her in these moments, which makes me very happy, you know. So yeah, that's awesome. That'll be, you know, yearly. And
so we end right there, because from there we go into the wrap up of that episode. And just listening to you talk, just in that, and thinking about everything that you've done with this group, oh, and everyone who is a part of this group, the scholarship, all of it. I mean, so much hope and everything in your voice, and holy shit, you had no idea what was going to happen and what has happened since then. So as we're talking, as we were listening actually to that, this ended up happening. I got another picture here that I want to show. For those who are listening in the audio version of this, you'll have to check out the video as well. But this part right here, because this happened literally right after the episode. You, you went up there in front of, I don't even know how many people, a packed, huge, enormous room. And you gave your speech and in honor of our friend Wendy Day. And I remember when you left the table there, I was like, you're going to do great. Don't worry about it. You're going to do fine. And you went up there and you killed it. And I had these, I was in the middle of the room, so this is as close as I could get for the pictures with my phone. but this came here, and then we had, you had another moment from there. And I'm going to pull this up here, because you had this happen as well. And that was this session. I was sitting up front and just listening to everyone, feeling the energy in the room. Like, you just knew that this thing was going to be big. Like, a lot of people were going to want to take part in it. And from there, you continue moving on, and you end up going through the process of the scholarship, and we all end up over, and this is months later, we end up at the 911 Goes to Washington conference. And let me pull this up here. And there you are with Leah and your winner.
Yes, Megan Hamilton.
Right.
She's so amazing.
And this was an awesome moment as well, to be there with all of you. And then just to kind of, and I've been reflecting on it today, to think back to all of this happening. Now, if you can, for those who are listening right now, and watching, of course, kind of give an overview. You know, you chose Megan Hamilton. Like, why was What was behind that choice? Because there were a bunch of people who put in for it. And just if you can talk a little bit about her as the candidate for the first ever Wendy Day Memorial Scholarship.
Yes, I would love to. So we had a selection committee, and to apply for the scholarship, you had to write an essay and provide a resume. So Megan's essay just really spoke to all of us. You could see her heart through the words that she wrote. She seemed to really understand, only being a dispatcher for 4 years, she seemed to really understand the calling of it, the public service, the caring, the compassion really came through in her words. And I had never met her before, obviously. So, you know, we didn't have a ton to go on when we were selecting, but you could just kind of see a sparkle come through in what she said. And there were a lot of very qualified women who applied, a lot of really good essays, but I really needed to put my Wendy cap on. Wendy and I were super close, could pretty much read each other's thoughts, but also thought differently about things. And I really wanted to select somebody that she would really love and think about what her criteria would be when I was making that selection. And just thinking about the experience at 911 Goes to Washington, it was very hard. It was the first 911 Goes to Washington since Wendy had passed. And everything about it was hard for me. And having Megan there and kind of walking around with her and introducing her to all of the wonderful people that I know as the Wendy Scholarship winner, and people just embracing her and telling her stories about Wendy and just loving her as part of the group was really special. And there are a lot of things at 911 Goes to Washington that happened that I think Wendy would have just been thrilled and proud of. So hearing all of that, hearing me talk in the clip that you played is really special for me, because I really haven't been able to go back and listen to that episode. Everything was really raw then. She had passed about 2 months before we recorded that. Mm-hmm. And hearing my voice, like, I will not lie, this has been hard. It's been awesome, and I'm super proud, but there have been really dark times when I'm doing this work and thinking, I can't do it like Wendy. Like, she would be so much better at this than me. Like, what am I even doing? You know, I have those thoughts.
Right.
And just hearing myself talk about the scholarship then, not knowing what it would be like, and then going through that process at 911 Goes to Washington with Megan and with everyone who supports the scholarship and supported me and supported Wendy, was just like, I couldn't have imagined how wonderful that was and how much Megan appreciated that and how much that has changed Megan's career and life and confidence. You know, just watching her grow. And again, I didn't know her before this, but just in the last several months, that's what this is about. Like, yes, it's one woman at a time, but there's no other way that change happens. And she's going to influence people in her life through what she learned and gained by winning that scholarship.
Oh, man. A lot has happened. Yes, a lot has happened. Now, you ended up starting that group, and it quickly jumped up. But right now, if I'm correct, I believe you have about 4,555 members now, something to that. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. And there have been many things that have been going on. So if you can, you know, kind of highlight some of the things that have happened. I mean, a lot has happened in a year. One of the things that I can think of is right off the top of my head is your Friday Live Days. So you have that. And if you can explain that as well, but you also have a listen and learn. So for those women that are in 911, whether they are frontline 911 professionals or they are, industry partners or any part of 911, you know, women in 911, what are some of the highlights, especially for those who are watching and who are listening, to join the group, to be able to be, I guess, informed, educated, get some support in any way. I know there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world right now. And your listen and learn, which I just finished listening to it myself. And man, that was a powerful one. So if you can start out with the Friday Live Day, what is that? What was the inspiration behind it? What is it exactly that you all are doing in that group for that specific part of it?
Yes, sure. I would love to talk about that. So when I first started this, and those pictures that Ricardo, you showed at the beginning, just like all the memories come flooding back, but I'm not a public speaker and it terrifies me. And we don't always get to choose, you know, right. Sometimes things happen and we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone. So I knew I had to get better if I was going to be a leader and, you know, I was going to take the group places. I needed to get better. So I started posting videos on the Facebook page that like few people would watch. But I noticed I was getting better at them. And I was also getting better at my job because I do have to stand up and speak a lot in the work that I do. So I was like, I wonder if I started doing this live, if that would help me more. It did a lot. And people got to see my kids running around screaming. So that was fun too. But I was like, if this is helping me so much, it's got to help other people.
Right.
So I made an announcement that every Friday, from 5 to 7, I know people are in different time zones, so like about that range of time, Eastern. One woman from our group is going to go live for about, it's been about like 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. And I don't give them any sort of topic or thing to talk about. Just say, hey, if you have something that you want to share, share it. The point is, you're getting out of your comfort zone. You're doing something that scares you. And at the end of it, you're going to be so freaking proud of yourself that you're going to build your confidence and take on the next thing. So then I kind of waited. I was like, oh my gosh, is anyone going to sign up for this? Or like, am I going to have to make my sisters do it? So we have never had, since I started it, it was back at the beginning of the pandemic, so like March, because I wanted also with the pandemic and people not seeing each other so much, I wanted to do something for that too. But we have never had a Friday that didn't have a Friday Live Day, and we're booked until August right now.
Damn.
Yeah, like people are doing it, and I message with them, that week to make sure we're still on and they know how to do it and stuff. And they're like, I'm so scared, I'm so nervous. Yes, that's cool. That's what this is for. And they do such a good job. Like, I'm crying constantly, even if it's not sad. I'm just so proud.
That's awesome, man. Like, what are some of the topics, I guess, that people have shared?
Yeah, we've had a huge range. We've had tough calls. Mm-hmm. We've had some relaxation and coping mechanisms. We've had kind of like a share kindness with the world. We've had, oh, I accomplished this great thing and I just wanted to share it. We've had, I'm really struggling with this and these are some of the things that help me. So maybe they'll help you too. Megan, a scholarship winner, came on last Friday and read an essay that she wrote, or a blog. She's a blogger, so she read that live and then just kind of talked about it. So it's been a lot of different things.
And you've been doing that for how long now, you said?
Since March.
Man, and you've had someone every Friday. That says something as well, that there's a lot of people who are, you know, wanting to share their own knowledge in order to help the rest of the group. And and just the support is there. And that is excellent. What are some of the other highlights that you've noticed? I mean, any, you know, comments? I know you've got merch out there, so that's cool as well. I saw that the pins are going to be coming. I saw a picture, I think, on Instagram or something. I thought, oh, that is pretty snazzy. I like that. Yes. So there's a lot more that has been going on with this group. Yes. And I know, you know, people have reached out to me saying, do you know about the 9-1-1 Wonder Women group? I'm like, actually, I kind of do.
Actually, I'm a consultant for the 9-1-1 Wonder Women.
Yeah. I dabble here and there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much. So the merch we have, I'm actually wearing one of our shirts now, but we have designed, with, the company that actually makes the shirts, just like really like feminine, comfortable, stylish shirts, like they're not, you know, just the unisex crew cut, right, on purpose. We want people to feel powerful when they wear them. And I've heard people say, like, I'm wearing my Wonder Woman shirt today and I'm going out there and I'm going to deal with this hard thing. And that made me cry. That's it. That's it. So we have actually more stuff coming out this month for our birthday. So we'll have new stuff and the same other stuff that we've always had. So I always say, like, that's just a way of, you know, being able to see each other in a crowd. I walked into a meeting and one of the women at the meeting was wearing our shirt, and it's just like, I was over the moon. So any sort of proceeds that we get from that goes right back to the group. So we use it to build a website. We'll use it to do meetups, you know, when we can finally meet up again. So that's been a lot of work, but really cool. So back to the group. Mm-hmm. I started this because I knew a lot of awesome women in 9-1-1. I'm just very fortunate in my career to have done that. And I wanted to connect the dots. And like, that was kind of it. That was the premise. I wanted everyone to have access to each other. I could not have imagined what it has done to me, like meeting these women that I probably wouldn't have, even if we are, you know, going to the same conferences together. We just didn't, you know, we weren't connecting. We weren't like, you know, we didn't have mutual friends or anything.
Right.
And the things I have learned, you know, I always say, I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to do a lot of this stuff, but y'all do. Like, you, we have people that have been dispatching for 30 years. We have state directors. We have newcomers that have so much perspective, have so much energy. And it just blows me away. Like, the growth that I have had just from reading what they've written and communicating with them via message, it's just, and I just think, like, if this is doing this for me, you know, I can't even think about what other people are getting from it, because it just, it's overwhelming. And something I wanted to mention is we started as a social media group because that was the only way I could really think to easily host a group of all these women, and right, the easiest way. So social media isn't always awesome, especially, you know, when there's major events going on in the world. You know, there's always the troll factor. There's always the folks that are kind of stronger behind a keyboard than they would be in person.
Of course.
And it was a real worry for me. Like, am I going to have to patrol this group? Like, I don't have the time to do that. Like, am I going to have to delete all these posts? Like, I don't want to have to edit people, but, or censor people, but, you know, we have rules.
Right.
I'm telling you, in the year, I've maybe deleted 3 posts that
That's respect.
Like, clearly broke the rules. And the main rule is respect, because this, I've worked so hard for this group to be a safe space for people to share and ask questions and step out of their comfort zones and tell their stories and just feel better, that, you know, anything that would happen to put that in question or threaten that just really scares me. And we have had topics in this group that people have really disagreed. There's been like, someone will post a question and you know it's charged, you know it, and you're like, okay, here it comes, like, brace yourself. But all of these women are holding this space sacred. It's, the comments are respectful, even if you disagree. They are seeking to learn, even if it's something that rocks their core belief. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud. Like, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's a community.
Right.
It takes everybody to build something like that. It takes every single person. On social media, I can't explain it. I mean, I don't know. It's amazing.
It is. It is a good thing. And I think it also reflects on the leadership of the group. You know, all of you that are running, you know, the page and all, and the rules that you've set forth, you know, you bring everyone in that group, you know, these amazing women from 911, and just sharing all of this support and, like I said before, education and knowledge for the industry, because there's a lot of people who come in that have no idea. Like in that episode 277, you say something to that effect as well, where you were coming into 911 and, you know, there was a lot of stuff that you had to learn. And in some spots you, I guess for a lack of a better way to put it, kind of got pushed to the side a little bit in some places because you were what, 19 or 20 coming in with, the way it has always been group. Yeah. in a soft way of putting it. Yeah, and you know, you had to navigate your way. But also, I think about the confidence in your voice from what we listened to earlier to the way you are talking now. And oh shit, I'm proud of you, man. That you've done such an excellent job with everyone in the group. And you know, it's a big industry, and there's a lot of stuff to be done, and you are all tackling a big part of that. I mean, the listen and learn part as well. Do you plan on doing more of those?
Yes. So listen and learn. Mm-hmm. This was kind of birthed out of what's been going on in the world with the murder of George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, sparked a whole lot of conversation everywhere on social media. I mean, not just our group. So I really saw a need. I really saw a lot of women seeking to understand. And a lot of the Black women in our group trying to educate, even though it's not their job to educate us, it is our job to educate ourselves. But I wanted to specifically give the Black women in our group the mic. I wanted to say, listen, you know, no pressure. You don't have to do this, but let us know your perspective. Just talk. And if you want to answer questions, answer questions. Mm-hmm. You know, say what you need to say. And our first woman, Kesha, I did approach her and ask if she would be willing to do it. And man, it was powerful.
Very much so.
I do plan to continue that, but I also want to walk the line of not pressuring anybody to do it. Right. Yeah. So I'm not being pushy. I'm not, trying to go out there and make people feel uncomfortable. But, if you're listening and it's something that you would like to do, please message me, because I would love to continue that indefinitely.
So thinking about everything that has happened, I mean, you've got this year anniversary coming up. And
birthday. I like to say birthday.
The birthday. You've got a birthday cake. Are you really? That's awesome. So what do you plan on doing for this this birthday that's coming up?
Oh my gosh. So there's been a lot building up. I have been working for months and months on a website, because again, my goal was always to move beyond social media, and a website's going to be a really great way to do that. So I have some friends here in Orlando. We always get by with a little help from our friends.
Exactly.
And they've been helping me do that. So part of that is we are tweaking our logo, kind of calling it a rebrand. I guess that's what people call it in the industry. But there's a little bit concern that our logo was a little too much like Marvel. Is it Marvel? Oh, shoot. Did I get that wrong?
Oh, no, it's DC.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Don't burn her in the comments. It's okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, so we had to differentiate it some more if we ever wanted to, get any kind of copyright. But yeah, we've done this whole rebrand thing. So I'm going to unveil the new logos. I'm going to launch the website. We are going to offer the new merchandise that we have planned, and we're going to have a Zoom call. So that's another thing we've been doing monthly, is we have a Zoom call and we invite everyone in the group. We've been moving the times around a little bit so different people can join in the different time zones with the different schedules. And so we're going to have a Zoom call where we just hang out and chat and talk about how awesome we are. Celebrate. Yeah. So by the time this airs, by the time you post this,
next week,
our website will be out there. So go to 911wonderwoman.com.
That will be excellent. 911wonderwoman.com. Yeah. Yeah. For those who are watching and those who are listening, make sure that you end up checking that out. And is it spelled the exact same way as the group is?
Yes. And then I think the last time I was on your podcast, I spelled it wrong. It's the numbers 911DERWOMEN, like plural.
Gotcha. .com. All right. Excellent. You tried to do that. So where do you, and I know I've asked you this a few times, but I got to ask you again, especially after hearing yourself, and I'm sure hearing yourself from back then and thinking about where you're at now, I think you can hear the confidence for yourself, like you were excited, but the excited scared or nervous, and then now, now you've just been kicking ass and taking names, which is great. And there's been a lot of growth there. There's been a lot of growth, not only in yourself, but those that are in the group, everything that you've done with this. So where do you see it in the next couple of years?
So I will tell you, Wendy has, of course, inspired this whole thing. Like, I would not be doing this without her. Mm-hmm. And when I started, I knew nothing. So I was excited and terrified because I didn't even know how to start a Facebook group. When I said I knew nothing, I knew nothing.
And we had a lot of discussions. Yes.
I also didn't think I was qualified. I think a lot of women struggle with that imposter syndrome of like, why me? I'm not the person to do this. So I was kind of, Wendy was kind of pushing me along there at the beginning until I kind of found my inspiration. And I'll tell all of you, it was like an hour a day, every day, that I was researching, that I was teaching myself, that I was making mistakes and having to correct them. It was through this whole year, when I get out of bed, like I think, you know, I love my job, I love my family, and I love doing this. And things have just come out organically. So we did the website and, I mean, I'm sorry, the Facebook group, and I learned how to use Instagram, and then I did like, so I've just been building little pieces one after the other, and the women in the group have been so supportive that I found that confidence through them to keep going and that encouragement. Like I wouldn't be doing this if not for them. So I have this huge goal of doing a conference someday for women in 911 and, figuring out what all of you need and getting us together in one room. Like I just can't imagine like how much we will change the world if we can get together and just kind of talk about it.
Right.
And helping the women who are coming up after us and honoring the women who have been there. Like, I just feel like that's so important. And I would love to just take a couple days and focus on women and our struggles and helping each other. So I have no plans at this point. There's nothing in the middle. You know, I have some ideas on where to start now. I think back in February, I was like, I don't even know where to start. I think, you know, but that I think that would be really special. And I think it's really needed in our industry.
So I've got one last question for you.
Okay.
with everything that has happened, like I mentioned, the growth, all of it, I'm a firm believer that that those who pass on are still with us. And you know, I sometimes speak to my grandmother, or you know, good friends that I have, and like a sergeant, one of the sergeants that I worked with that I was close with, you know, he told me to keep doing what I was doing with the podcast. And sometimes I go and I visit and I say, look what I've done. So if you could say something to Wendy right now about everything that has happened, now that you've found your inspiration, your stride, and you've been just kicking ass, what would you say?
Thank you. You changed my life, and as much as I miss you, I'm so grateful that I had you. I think that's it. Okay. I mean, I talk to her every day. And I say, look what you've inspired. Look what you've done. And I know it would be better with her. I know this world would be better. Mm-hmm. But I feel that huge responsibility is probably not the right word, but I feel like I need to pay it forward, what she gave me. I need to pay it forward because all of the people she would be affecting and influencing now that never knew her, you know, aren't getting what she would have given them. And I want to carry that forward.
That's good. That's perfect. And it's what you're doing. A lot of people are learning from each other and each other's stories because of Wendy. And it was exactly, you know, how she was when we would talk, you know, and we mentioned it in the episode as well. Or rather, you mentioned it in the episode, how, you know, whenever we were at conferences, you know, she would see someone, and if they were by themselves or whatever, she would go over and say, "Hey, you know, I love that shirt, or I love those shoes," or something. And just that little bit of, "Oh, you know, thanks," you know, that's boost your confidence. And that, I can see all of that, all of what made her amazing is in that group. And, you know, the firecracker that you say that she was, in a way, that I think is some of those conversations that spark everything, the comments, you know, some that are a little more controversial, but they're topics that need to be talked about. I mean, everything that you've explained and that you've told me about her, that is what this whole thing has been about. It's like she's in the group no matter what, because all of it is there. And that's what I think, that's what makes it even more powerful and all. And I can't say enough about it. So it is.
She helped me find my voice. And that's what this is about. You all have a voice and talents and gifts, and breaking through is hard. It's right. Breaking hard. And that's what I want this group to do, because I've seen the value in my life from that, from her helping me find my voice. And inviting people to sit with you. Like, hey, come sit with us.
Right.
I mean, it's like the simplest thing, but in life, isn't that what we're looking for? Like, when we're not sure what to do, or, you know, you're alone, you feel alone, don't you want someone to say, like, hey, you can sit with us?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'll share my gummy bears with you. Come over. Exactly. <Yes. laughs> Well, I am so, so proud of you, and love what you guys have done with this entire group. And my camera every so often turns off. There it is. It'll freeze. And I'm like,
blue. I was a little concerned.
Yeah. It's my camera. Yeah. I'm not stroking out or anything. It's just my camera. It's happened twice now. I forgot there's a timer on there, and well, I thought I turned it off, but apparently not. But everything that you have done, you've fully fulfilled. If you go back and listen to that episode, and for those who are listening and watching, episode 277, when we were first talking about all of this, you have fulfilled and gone beyond what you wanted to do. So thank you for everything that you are doing, for everything that everyone is doing in that group, and the love and support that they're finding from their fellow women, their fellow 9-1-1 Wonder Women. So, so for those who are listening, if you have any comments, questions, actually, before I go into the wrap up of this, your social media, website one more time, and all of that information so that people can find you and the group and join. Okay.
So if you are a woman in 911, you can join our private Facebook group. It's just go on Facebook and search for 911 Wonder Woman. Again, that's the numbers 911 and then DERWOMEN. I'm a horrible speller. I'm great at math. And then we have Instagram account, and that's just @ 911 Wonder Woman, spelled the same. Same with Twitter. And yes, our website.
There you go, right there.
There'll be really cool stuff on there. We'll have a calendar of events. We'll have a guest blog. So much cool stuff for women to participate in the website as well. Excellent. And men.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being on. I appreciate it so much. And for those who are watching, if you have any comments, questions, and listening, if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that'll be wttpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter. That is @91podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. This podcast will always be free, but if you're looking for any bonus episodes, behind the scenes, series that I'm doing, as well as swag, t-shirts, discounts to the store, anything like that, you can check us out on patreon.com/WTT podcast. And there's a lot that I've been working on lately. And, there's an announcement that's going to be coming soon. And, it is, it's going to be pretty cool. I'm scared shitless, but it's going to be awesome. I am so excited. And, yeah, I'll leave it at that. It's going to be good. So make sure to keep an eye out for that. Again, thank you to all the patrons for everything. The support is amazing. I wouldn't be able to do all of this without you, without the support of all the listeners, those of the I Am 91 movement, and especially those that sponsor the show. And that is Rapid Deploy, and also supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. This episode and all the others can be heard 24/7 on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, your favorite podcasting app, and withinthetrenches.net. And this video can be viewed on anywhere that I'm going to post it, so look out for it. So much stuff I got to say now.
Hey, I told you.
We might watch a Lego show that needs a remote.
Yeah, the Lego show.
Another people's plan because we won't have
one. I will come help you.
Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.